the concept of Makkah b'Patish b'Oichlin. That is, there such a thing as Makkah b'Patish b'Oichlin. So we're going to continue that today as well. In other words, if you have something that's not Roy Lachila, and you do something to it, like you pour cold water over it to make it Roy Lachila. Oh, we're going to see your discussion. Say you have wine that's very chazak, and could you dilute wine on Shabbos? Because without diluting it, it's not Roy Lachila. So as we say, that this is Makkah b'Patish, and therefore that would be some type of issur, maybe a deraisa, maybe a derabbanan, but some type of issur. As we say, no, there's no such thing as Makkah b'Patish b'Ochlin. Now this was a machlokas we saw between the Alter Rebbe and the Levush, that the Alter Rebbe said that whenever you do something to make something Roy Lachilo, if, obviously, if you have raw meat and you do Bishul to it, that's Bishul. But we're talking about when it won't be Bishul, like in a klisheni or cold water, etc., maybe it'll still be Makkah b'Patish or not.
So how did we qualify, like peeling an orange or a hard-boiled egg?
So peeling an orange or a hard egg, that's just no different than opening the closet to get your food, because there's just an impediment around it, so you're just taking off the impediment. But the egg is Roy Lachila from before, the orange is Roy Lachila from before. It's just you need to get to it. So you take unshell the impediment and you get to it. So that the only shayla about that is that considered heter dikaboyer. And the nafkamina is, we said, if you're going to peel oranges in 4 hours, you're going to have the meal. Say you're having big shal shudis, and you want to start, you know, it's like this time of year, it's a big afternoon, so you want to peel oranges for the people who come to the shal shudis. And you're doing it a couple of hours in advance. So some posts can say that's also to do if it's not an altar. But it wouldn't be a shayla of Makkah b'Patish. So we started last week with that, the Mishnah of Kol Shabbat b'Chamin b'Erev Shabbos Shornos b'Chamin b'Shabbos, and then we said Kol Shalobah b'Chamin b'Erev Shabbos Madichinos b'Chamin b'Shabbos Chutz Min Hamaliach Hayoshen V'Kurius Hispanish Hadachason Who's Gemar Malachason. There's certain fish, if you pour. And we had a machlokas, what are you pouring, hot water or cold water? So the Alter Rebbe said you're pouring hot water. I said, why isn't it bishul? No, because it's from a klisheni. But Lamaisa, it still is going to make it fit for achila. So that was what he said. That was the... And the Bush says it's even if it's cold water, because it's nothing to do with Bishul, so it doesn't have to be hot. If you put cold water on something that makes it Roy Lachila, even though it's not one of the Malachas, it's Aser. Well, so we mentioned there's a Beferish Yerushalmi that says that, on page 2, we'll see it again, that Yerushalmi says that if you have mustard seeds, whatever, mustard plant, and kashachak tuma, kamafarach reishay mishamdosh. In other words, if you do take part of it off, you did this malacha. You did this part of it off, you overbore it. This, at the end, gemar malachta mishum makam apatish. So the gemar has, Yerushalmi says beferish. There's a concept of makam apatish. But as we mentioned last week, it doesn't mention anywhere in the Bavli that there's such a thing. Oh, in the Sefer Hon Ashir, that's an old Achram, it's quoted in the Prima Gadim, quotes it already. So he writes on page 4. V'hi dichon chayev chatos. So shas peish rashi m'shum b'vashel. V'nokat hatan aloshem zeh shel gemar malocha nira da'av m'shum b'akim b'patish chayev. So he's from the camp of the makim b'patish b'ochum. But there is a concept of makim b'patish b'ochum. Now, again, we're going to see the Yad David, which we saw a couple of weeks ago. Yad David we didn't see last week. We saw 2 weeks ago, where we were discussing preparing the nail to do a milah on Shabbos, whether that's considered tikkun mana on the person. And the Yad David said, if you sharpen your nail, to be able to get your nail between the two pieces of skin, right, so then that's it's a deraisa of like it's no different than sharpening a knife to do the milah. So you sharpen your nail, even though it's part of you, it's also considered makim patish. So he said that. But in terms of this, Yad David was, you know, Napoleon made this Sanhedrin in the 1800s in France. He wanted to have Rabbanim get together and issue certain statements on certain topics, and the Yad David, he was the head of that Sanhedrin, and they came out with 20 of these Sfarim. I mean, until recently I haven't been really using it, but it's quoted in Achronim, quoted things from the Yad David, Joseph David's insight. So the Yad David writes on the bottom of page 6, he says, Rashi perish gemar malach and bishel. Chem perish la'el. Val hon osher, we just said, bishel makim patish. Vadevorim temuim. Shalom matzanu malachas makim patish el bekelim. Uva meisa umim beksivu varigu bebegodim. You know, you have begodim, kelim. Avomidi dachila lo matzinu klal makim patish. Right, and we discussed Rabbi Shachter's thing about the labriyut meals, right? We discussed Rabbi Bush, whatever. But he says there's no such thing. And the answer is, in the Bavli it never appears. And we're going to see, maybe the Yerushalmi we could learn in a different way also.
You might say the labriyut meals. The light sticks. You break it, or your kids have come up and brought them home. No.
Yeah. What is that?
Like a plastic stick.
Stick, and you
break it. There's a capsule inside, the chemicals mix, and it gives off light.
All right.
If you go to Mata, the labriyut meal, it's also it's chemical.
Chemical, right?
No H involved.
Right. Right.
Can you do that on Shabbos?
So maybe it's
but it's not food.
That's not a food.
It's not a food.
It's not a food.
I'm saying it, but. Oh, so you're using it for something else other than
the if you're going to say
well, this
that,
is
that it's not binyan b'kelim, it's, you know, doing that. Is that a malacha before?
Labriyut was what? It's just not makim patish b'klal.
Well, that's the sin. That's some people think it is. Maybe it is.
What, that it is makim patish?
Yeah, if you well, and that has to, if you assume that there's a concept of makim patish by food. But some hold that there's no such thing as makim patish.
But it's warmer. It's
exactly.
Right, pashtus. I mean, we saw yesterday, last week, maybe a possibility it could be mishum also. But Rabbi Bush wanted to say maybe it's toldus chama. Okay, whatever. But toldus chama is a drabonis. So this is a drabchamis. Oh, so let's see. So take a look in the Imre Bina. We mentioned this last week. The Imre Bina, Rav Meir Orbach. I told you, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is a descendant from this Meir. It's a classic sefer. He lived in 1815 to 1878. Let's have one of the biographies of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach starts off with the Imre Bina. He's a descendant of the Imre Bina. Imre Bina is a classic achron. The Lomdusha Sefer. So he says, Yeah, so he starts quoting the Ramah on page 10. Because of Ramah, what then called over kosher, she ain't a roi lecho klal below shriya, the also l'shosu b'shavas, the very gemar melacha. Right, so that sounds like there's gemar melacha on something that you soak in water. Because the gemar what did over meluach, ain't yoch lecho klal below adacha. So there's makah b'patish. So it is makah b'patish. But he says that the makim. Oh. Can you pass it down? Shkoya. So it's makim and patish. But then he quotes from the Meiri, Matsasi b'seifim Meiri. Tevi m'shem chach me'adar v'achshas v'hadim orik chut echad v'hishlim l'beged the chayiv. It was the garment is missing one stitch and you put that stitch so you chayiv chaykos of osachas. You're writing a sefer and one normally the shear of tziv on Shabbos is two osios, but if you write one os but with that one os the book is completed, then that gives chashivas to that one os. No, so you chayv mishum kaisif. Chayv mishum kaisif. Padim ora chut echad v'hishlim lebeged d'chayv v'chein kosev os achas v'hishlim ha-sefer d'choshiv k'kaisif shtayim. Oh, but he says that maybe you should also be chayv mishum makav patish. So he says no. He says because makav patish is only once the whole thing is completed, and then you're doing the last thing to put it, solidify. But one, if one os is missing, then that's, and now you put it on, that's not makim apatish, that's ksiva, because that's just a ksiva chashuva that we let you get away with not writing two letters. You write one letter is sufficient.
Isn't it easier to say it's makim apatish rather than making the din of the rule of ksiva?
Yeah, so that's what the Meiri is saying. Right. The Meiri the Meiri's yisod is that Makim Bepatish, what was Makim Bepatish? Literal Makim Bepatish. You had this whole keli and you just needed to give it one zetz to solidify it. So he says so the yisod is that Makim Bepatish basically it's basically all there and you just did one last but if or a chveis. You had the garment, it's all there, but there's one piece of yarn that's sticking out. But the bag, it's there, it's wearable. You just have to, but still one thing that shouldn't, you know, doesn't look nice, that it's there, and you snip it off, that's his yisod. Because he do me the original makim b'patish. And he says, Mavashel won't be makim b'patish, because Makim Patish, another Yisod from Rashi, is it has to be something that it's in one zetz. Bishul takes time. It's a process. There's no Makim Patish Rashi holds, and he quotes here on Ayin Dal and the arrow on the left. If it's a process. Bishul is a process. Makim Patish, by definition, Rashi says, is not a process. It's one zetz, and that's it. So if you have to cut one snip, and that's it, that's the one zetz. And then that's Makim HaPatish. So theoretically the os might qualify, but he timed this that Gemara of that os echad is al tziva and not al Makim HaPatish. Oh, then he writes. Look on page 11 at the top. V'yesh l'zboinen. This is what we talked about a little last week. Im no mar, the melechas makim apatish shaykh ba'ochlin. Because if it would, im ken ye osel limzog yayin sarif chazok. So if you have strong schnapps and you want to you know, diluted a little bit. Yev shal shtosu machpas chorfo v'chosko lo yisar v'imayim hamarva b'shavas v'mayim yitzchayim mishum machim b'patish. He says, lo kei mashm v'shas. He may have yad chazak to ainu royal hishtos b'lo mazik v'yim muzgim so gam b'shavas. How does he know that? Maybe the world of Gemara's talk meant that they did it before Shabbos. This is where every day they mamish did it. I mean, if you want to be a stickler, you know, maybe...
This did among the Achanos of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos and Chashecha. To be Vedic, they do wine.
Yeah, do wine is... Okay, so... You're right, the Pashas is, he probably did it on Shabbos. Zigas Hakos. It could be also when the Gemara in Bracha speaks about the kosher bracha needs, you know, to, one of the things is that they put water into it. So Bastama means that they did it right before. Pashas says they did it on Shabbos. So he wants. So he says, but if you hold that makabatah, so I would say, good, Yad David's right. There's no Makan Patish Ba'okun. That's what I would like to conclude. There's no Makan Patish Ba'okun. I think Ravabadi also told me once, he didn't think, you know, the camel career, you know, things is a bishul thing, maybe, you know. So that's, but it's a Machoikis Hapoiskim. And then in the Hashmata, he writes here, Nishma Bizem the Mehai Time at Sarchian had the Shosim Mayim Uravi Melech Kamutin the Sukkar and Nosim Chachasama Nikra Zoda. Right? So you're making what? Some type of
soda stream.
Shematech Kumum of Varshav, all the Sikh of Shosim. Right? The fizz comes up. Afabrim, Imutalas Kimashab, Zimakumakam Platish, and Asa Berege Echad. Because this is going to be right away. As soon as he puts the thing in, the fizz is going to come right away. So it's not a Dovah Shem Emela. So it's a good candidate. For
you can argue the water was drinkable beforehand, meaning that, didn't we say with the fish, if you...
Right, it's true.
Right.
The water was drinkable beforehand, but this is a new thing.
Product.
Yeah. Okay. There's a reason why people buy the seltzer, not the water. They want the seltzer.
Right.
They like that. It's a way of, you know, when in our family, when we decided we're not going to have any more soda in the house, but I couldn't, you know, take that, so we said seltzer. It was this way, you get the fizz to fake yourself out that you're getting,
right?
And, you know, even though maybe water is better.
Seltzer.
Yeah, flavor seltzer is a good
shot. That's what I have.
Yeah. So this way...
Does it make a difference, the fact that if you leave the seltzer uncovered, it can go back to regular water? There's last year we spoke about chemical change. There's no chemical change to the water.
It's still water.
It's water. They just added some carbon dioxide that on its own will go back into the atmosphere and it'll go back to water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It has a taste when it goes away. Isn't there something remaining in it? Salt or something? No, flat seltzer taste.
Adding salt wouldn't be enough, right? To be a problem.
Yeah, okay, it's reversible, you're saying, but lemaisa now you're eating it when it's you're drinking it when it didn't reverse. So maybe, so he wants to say in Echanami, that if you hold a lot, that there's makam apatish. But Ochlin, then in Echanami, you shouldn't make it. You shouldn't make it.
Actually, more the soda stream, you're pumping in gas. The old way that they used to do it, they put salt and things like that, the chemicals in there. So your mom is creating the dime. You're creating a chemical reaction. That's what created the gas.
Right. Or is the question the chemical reaction is not, the Torah doesn't go risk chemical reaction. And then another interesting thing is like this. On page on page 2. Take a look. You see the first word on the line is Makke B'Patish. The second time it says Makke B'Patish. Ayel Shufta B'Kupina D'Mara. Right? The first word on the line is Makke B'Patish, but it's the second time it says Makke B'Patish. Not the first time. You see? It says Makke B'Patish, then there's another line, then it says Makke B'Patish again. On page 12.
Oh,
wow. Oh, okay. So what happens? You the blade of the axe. You put the blade and the axe into the wood, right? So Rav Omer Mishum Boina. So Rav says it's Mishum Boina. Ushmul Omer Mishum Makke B'Patish. And Shmuel says it's Makke B'Patish. Oh. So what's the Machlokes here? Or Rashi says, I have a shufta b'kvina nara shufta yate katan shetokhli b'tokh beis yad shalmara. Yosef b'necha v'barzal hatko shal yotzi. Okay. So he puts something in to...
A wedge to hold the handle.
To hold the handle.
To the axle.
To the, yeah. So he... Oh. So the Sefer Yireyim says an interesting shot. So Machlok is whether it's what? So you put this thing in to solidify the...
To hold it in. To hold it in.
So, Parak Mem Ablikim, Ramin Amar Yud Amarav Masikin Bekalim, Vein Masikin Beshivre Kalim. Meaning, on Yantif, could you take a Kli and put it in the fire? Masikin Bekalim, Eilachas. So the Gemara says, Masikin b'kelim, ein lecha stira gedola mihasaka. Because when you're putting in a kli into the fire, so then you're dismantling the plate, say.
Yeah, obviously being involved with the kli.
Right. So what must you say? Probably ein bin yim stira kelim. So how are you going to do? So Frakti Reim, it's a stira, because it says, "Ayel shufta b'kufina demara." Rav Amar Mishum Boina. So you see, he holds there is binyan b'kalim. So if there's binyan b'kalim, there should be stira b'kalim. That's his kasha. So how come he says, seems to say, there's no stira b'kalim? Amos v'rele yesh binyan b'kalim. Yesh binyan b'kalim. Yesh stira b'kalim. Tchataymu. I mean, you can kasha the Rav of the Rav. It's a stira. Halokasha. Tabon hachi peru. So he's going to say a new pshat in what Rav means when he says, when you fix the axe thing, what does it mean it's mishum boina? He says, it can't be mishum boina, because it ain't being b'keilu. So he says, perish. Morozos mechuseres binyan b'chisaron shufta. Right, it's missing the piece there. Hilchach ein bo iser makke b'patish. Einu nikra makke b'patish al-mdom she'einu mechuser binyan. Shakos patish hu la'achar gemar binyan. So he says, you know what it means, yichai mishum boina? It doesn't mean yichai mishum boina. Because it can't be yichai mishum boina. Why? Because it's like the Meiri, you didn't finish yet. And it ain't binyan b'kelem. So what it means is yichai mishum boina, it means that you didn't complete it, therefore it's not Makke B'Patish. It's not Yichai Mishum Boina. Because you can't be Yichai Mishum Boina. Because it ain't Binyan B'Kalem. So what does it mean Yichai Mishum Boina? It means not Makke B'Patish. Because something's missing. So therefore, by definition, it's missing. That's not makom b'patish, like we said in the Miri. So chai mishum boina means it potentially would be boina, and therefore, because you're missing something, therefore it can't be makom b'patish. Because makom b'patish is only when everything is already there, and then you're doing that last zetz.
Isn't it totally in the machlokes in China what makom b'patish is? Is it the last zetz after you completed it, or is it the last zetz?
Yeah, so that's what he's assuming, like the Miri, that. That makom b'patish means it's already finished. And your face, you have one string that's coming out of the garment, so you cut that off. And now, but the suit was wearable from before. It's just that one thing was there. So you
did a 180, and he said chayim shu makom b'patish, and you're turning that chayim shu makom b'patish.
He said chayim shu bona.
Yeah, so it's not bona, and it's not makom b'patish.
Right.
You're turning it into completely, and it's nothing.
Yeah. And that, so he says it can be.
It can't be
Makom b'patish,
but...
Right, it can't be Makom b'patish, but it's not Makom b'atish. So, right. That's what the Sefer Yireim is saying.
But it says Mishum Boina,
though.
Yeah, so that's his Chiddush. That Mishum Boina means that it's not Makom. That's his Chiddush. If it was the Pashup Shah, you wouldn't need the Sefer Yireim for the Pashup Shah. Sefer Yireim is saying an egg in a pshat.
He says that theoretically it would be Mishum Bona if Bona applied to Kalim.
Right, but Bona's not. Right. And since theoretically it could be, then it can't be Makom b'patish either.
Like,
I don't know. It's a new pshat. I was very taken by it because it's a chiddush mechudush tikkun pshat. Now the Egley Tal was into this pshat. What does he say? Let me show. You see, there's a Gemara. Take a look. On page 13, Shabbos Yud Chesed Min Aleph. There's a machlokes. What is lisha? So you have water and the flour. So is that lisha when you put the water in the flour, or you have to also mix? So that's what the Gemara says. Echad nosen is a kemach chikalu fen hamayim ma'achron chayv dira rebi shiosim ena chayv ad sheikapel. Okay, machlokes. Is it the nesinus mayim, or you also need the mixing and etc.? Oh, so the Egley Tal says a minor de gevort. He says like this. On page 19. Yashiv Akut Matam, here. So he says like this. So he quotes the Reim. He quotes the Reim. Page 19 is the top line on the left side. Had the aisle shifted the kufina de mara, rather than shimbona, lava is chai mishimbona, da im binim stir vakeil, rak the photo mishim. Makom b'patish, shein nisa makom b'patish el b'dov sheinu b'chuz ha'binyin. Hakaz patish ul achar yimar ha'binyin. Okay, l'mad the pasuk ha'yushalmi k'reb nosan, k'rebi, I'm sorry, k'rebi, nosan mayim chayim mishum losh. So he says, if you hold that lisha as soon as you put mayim, that's lisha, so then afterwards, if you mix it, that'll be makom b'patish. Because if you hold that putting the water is the gemar balacha, so it's already considered lush. You can't have erev shulach at least sheyesh bo mishum makom b'patish.
Why do you have to assume that it's the gemar malacha? Can't be an ongoing malacha.
No, you say in other words, one second. Well, he done the kaimer of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but al sheyigabel. So the Komokom Potter Laev Shinosen Amashkim Erev Shabbos to Rav Yossi, Echi Evrak Al Nasinus Hamayim in Erev Yachad. The Kavisha Erev Min Halisha, Emo Chi Makom B'patish. So he says that that's the word. That in other words, that'll be. So if you hold the Nasinus Hamayim is the Lisha, so then when you. Anything after that could qualify as Makom B'patish because. Basically, the malacha was done. But we paskin, like Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That you need Ad She Hachigabel, because Mokum Potter ala Eruk, Shinosan Hamashke, Beyav Shabbos, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Eichi Evak al Nasinus Maim, Eruv Yachad. Kim Sha Eruv, Humid Halisha, Hembo Mishum, Chiyav Makim Patish. So he says, so therefore you need, so if you hold that the stirring is also part of the leisha, then it won't be makim patish. This is the same concept. Well, so now take a look in the Marsham on page 2021. So the Marsham on page 21. He was the Rav of Berzhan. Somebody told me that he said about him, so people called him, you know, the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. This is what Moshe Teichner said this to me. He said, I'm known as the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla Chutz Mi Berzhan. It's his own shtot that they weren't machshiv, you know, Mr. Balabatim there weren't machshiv him. So he says, I'm the Godel Hador except for my own community. That they don't respect me.
Isn't that expression, a scholar in his own community scorned, they say? Something. There's some expression like that.
He was a granddaughter, Rishon Shvadron from the Maggid.
Yeah. Right? He has his name, right.
He's, but it could be a great-granddaughter.
Yeah. He put together the Das Torah. Say for Das Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Rishon Shvadron, he put the I remember davening there in the Grosh Shul. Shlomo Zalman was alive, and Shlomo Shadron was alive, Rosenthal. Yeah.
Like that famous picture of walking in the
chapel. Yeah, right. With the kittels on.
Is Marsham the one who went against someone else often?
Yeah. Well, he was big with the machine. Marsham was the Gadol Hador. I mean, he was.
He's the one who wrote the Shulchan to allow the Eruv, on the east side in the early 1900s. Some other Rabban didn't like it, and they wrote him another letter, and he withdrew it. Just along the mice,
Yeah, it's funny. The East Side had the first. Had the first Eruv.
Yeah.
The Beis Avi, was the.
I don't remember the second, but
he deals with this well. Al Dvar Sheiloso Mutar Limzog Yayin Chai B'Shabbos. That's the same Shiloh. Are you allowed to mix? And so he says maybe it's taller in this smachloikus of makim patish malchud, and then he writes on the left side of ikar hadavar shehevi mishem imre bina, right, according to the imre bina lesor mishem makim patish, he says sefer yadavid also says that from the honoshir the hisigalov, but he says. But it's a Beferish Yerushalmi. Beferish Yerushalmi we saw. So what's the problem? First he says, the Ramah says that it's Makam Patish by Ochon, seemingly. The Bush. It's a Beferish Yerushalmi that is Makam Patish in Ochon. Now we saw that Yerushalmi, but Oh, and then he has another tshuva, Rosh Hashanah on page 23. So in the end he says that he's bringing rise that is the wisdom of Makom Patish. I mean, that's what you said. If it's if it's royal to drink from before, that was your svara. Mm-hmm. He holds there is makom patish b'ochron, but he says.
So hear about breaking the ice into chunks.
Yeah. That's the next one. Yeah. But he says that if it was royal from before, even the shayl lishtos only they had chak lo havi tikkun. But not because they didn't make him a patish b'ochron, it's because it was roy to, it was, in other words, the wine was strong, but it's still edible, drinkable. Then he has another tshuva on page 23. Imuta lishbor hakerach, the ice, shenogi maksike azoda, bikach v'shavash lishbor hakerach lachatichos. Right, in other words, you take the big piece of ice and you put it into smaller pieces so you can put it in the drink. So he says, "Falkech shehichin l'shem kach mavadei shari, gam einu miskaven sheinim mechatzich zchan shein gdolos, v'al einu dakim ba'od." Right, chalka, yeah. So that's the question. So here you have the big pieces. But then he's pilpiling whether by makom patish ba'ochlin, he goes to Yadovid and says no, the bush says yes. Yeah. Then he quotes the Rav and Shmuel, right of Kupina. But he says the real pshat is shelo nigmar malacha molid ad she yumas l'mayim, but it's really not, it's only when it melts into the water is it really doing its thing. So that's me'eleha. So he says the ice makes it cold because the ice melts into the water. So he says, so the fact that we're making it cold and we're making it, that's not going to...
It's separate from the crushing.
So that's not makom patish. Because makom patish has to be right away.
Isn't that a separate halacha, the chopping it up into smaller pieces?
Yeah, I mean, he discusses that Gemara Risuk Shelag. But he's...
If you put the ice in, if you break ice cubes,
right,
put them into a cup, wait for them to melt, that's water is also...
Awesome, that's
but if you're putting it into a drink, then there's no problem.
Right.
Why is that?
But because it goes directly in, so... But here he's speaking of a different aspect. That aspect of the Shmir Shabbos is talking about muktzah, no one.
No, but he's talking.
I think it's based on the Gemara, no? That the
Risuk Shelag is a yeah.
But isn't there a malacha about breaking up things into smaller pieces?
It depends what. Tochen is breaking.
Grind it.
Right. Yeah, tochen.
Why wouldn't this be that?
So he says. No, because that's Zakiduli Karka, maybe also. Zakiduli Karka. So, but here he's speaking of a different aspect. He's speaking about of makom patish. Because the risuk is when you're risuk biyadayim. Here you're just letting it melt on its own. Risuk means you take snow and you crush it in your hand. So basically, he's into the tzad to say that there is makom patish ba'ochlim. He's a Yerushalmi. But he says that the other tshuva, he said that, but it's roy to drink without it, so therefore you're not really. And here he's saying it's me'eleha. But the Chaim Noah on page 25, he wants to say a chiddush on this matter on page 25. It's the same Ksosa Shulchan, right? With the perish of the body of Shulchan. That's. Was Rav Chaim Noah. He's known for the shiurim. He's known for the small shiurim. you know, it's always Hazanish, it's a big shiur, and Moshe, but Michal Sherkin writes in one of his farms that it's interesting that in Yerushalayim, when the shiur of Rechaim Noah came out, he was viewed as a machmer. Yeah, he was viewed as a machmer. Who was
considered
a mekel? It was more, they were more mekel. And
he
Rechaim
Noah was... He's before the Chazanish, Chazanish had published...
Right, exactly. So he became a mekel only because the Chazanish later became such a machmer. Mm-hmm. but in his time, he was known as a... You know, everything is
relative.
Is relative. You know, so interesting.
It's the Moshe would be the Chabad Chaim's better.
Yeah, right.
He was Lubavitch also, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's also, well, it's basically whether you hold like the Noda Behuda or not. The Noda Behuda said that the Beitzim that we have today is shrunk, so you have to double everything. So if you double everything, then everything is big. If you don't double everything, then that's a question whether, you know, you hold like the Noda Behuda, you don't hold like this Noda Behuda. So the people who have the big shiurim, they held like this Noda Behuda.
Because that is also right, they say it's bigger.
Yeah, so these are all these big topics about shiurim. Okay, so he says like this. In the Minika Olam Lishtos Soda B'Shabbos. What he means is Minika Olam to make soda on Shabbos. You know, in other words, they didn't have like, so what, Minika Olam to drink soda on Shabbos, no big deal. He means, therefore, they made soda on Shabbos. Now, Talmud Shakos of Mincha Shabbos and Al-Lesser him Klushim Od. He says, Eizah Shaykh Lubavash Al Klal. Again, Losh Lo Havik Klal Demarv. It's not Losh. Because there's no consistency. Whatever sugar, whatever salt you put in, it doesn't clump up. So, but what's his main point? So this is his main point, with the second arrow. Rabbi Yarudim, Eina osa melacha mikodem, lo shaykh achakach makim bepatish. He says, this is an interesting, makim bepatish is only like Yerushalmi's case. You did this melacha to the shum, to the garlic, you peeled it off, you did this, and then the final melacha, the makim bepatish is in the series of melacha, now the leil zetzidet, that's the final thing. But if you just made something, but there was no malacha beforehand. In other words, you're taking the water and then you're putting the carbon dioxide in the water. So he said, but there's no previous malacha. So he says that that's not makam b'patish. Makam b'patish only, I make this whole garment, I sew, and there's some strings that have to go. So I cut those strings off.
That's
a makam.
Come in conjunction with...
With other, right. That's a, what is this? Okay.
Is that, I mean, but this, he holds like that, but is that, no, I mean, why, you can't have Makir Bapakish as a singular act?
That's his Yisod, that's his Kiddush. That's his, as Rav Gutman points out on page 26, Sefik Sos HaChoshin, Sos HaShochan rather.
He's not saying that there's no Makir Bapakish Ba'ochon, he's just saying in this case.
In this, right, he's, so that's how, you see, basically what he did was, Hashem says, oh, it's Yerushalmi, you forgot the Yerushalmi, you forgot the Yerushalmi. He said, no, we didn't forget the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi's talking about a case where it was an Ochel, but the Makir B'Patish was the fifth step of many other malachas. But if you're starting off in Makir B'Patish, that's not Makir, that's his Yisra. I thought it was a very good Svara. And basically what he did was, he was able to take that Yerushalmi and basically, you know...
Nullify
him. Yeah. So, Shulchan Herich Gam can be any Makam of Ochlum, Hevi Gam Divrei Rishalmi, Bishulman, Varapi Divrei Meiri, right? The Yisod Melechas Makam Pash Shach Davka Acher Shekvar Nishlam, Ha'etzem Asiyas Abeg Vakli, U'mosi Bo Otik Nosof Li Apostle, right? That's the Meiri said. To write the last letter, that's not Makam Patish, that's finishing. To put the last stitch into the Beged, that's not Makam Patish, that's the Asiyas Abegin. Once the bag is made, and then there's some external things to beautify it, like there's some strings that are still coming out of the garment, and I need to cut them off. That's Makam B'Patish. Latikin guf habegit shol nigmaro kagon shol mosid bar gosom dein lomel choshe makin patish kum okein bachol shol shum and he could ochel while dein kamo melachas dash, borer, rosh those things bachay chay vol tikin gemar be isham arvo lachila mishum makin patish bo aval tikin machal levad lo mechay vol lo mishum. So in other words, if you take the example I have, somebody said last week, if you have a piece of chves, a cold piece of meat, and it's very cold here, you want to put it in something warm, to not yet so let it suppose it wouldn't be a bishul shayla, to warm it up. So he says that wouldn't be makim patish because that's the first thing you're doing. There's no series of here. So that was his yisod. So I thought that was a very interesting.
But going back to the fish and putting the water, that is one singular thing. You're making it roi lachila.
Yes, so he would probably hold that the Alter Rebbe is right, that it's only if you use hot water. And then it's a din bishul. And not a din. In other words, there wouldn't be makapatish. Half of the Achronim said the whole Osher and the Lavush say it's makapatish, but the others say that it's bishul, and it's only talking about what?
Hot water.
But the chiddush is, even though it's not yatzo lettuce bowl, or it's a klisheni, or whatever, or it is yatzo lettuce bowl rather, but it's a klisheni, so even klisheni, so normally it shouldn't be bishul, but it's in the sug of bishul because it's hot water, so we can label it here as bishul, because it's like you said last week, it's like a kali bishul.
But what about making it roi l'achila?
So making something roi l'achila is not a malacha at all. If it's not in a series of like the Yerushalmi, right? That's his yisov. Okay, it's not 100% mukach, but I like it. I like the yisov.
Except malach is done before Yantuk, before Shabbos. The bishul was done before, and so I'm just not clear what the
could be done
finishing something.
The bishul can be done before, but when you're making the soda, so there was no malacha before, on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, there was no malacha till now.
Right.
The first step and the last step is just
one singular act.
He says one singular act is not makim b'patish. Makim b'patish is only a culmination of a series.
Does he say it's usher anyway? It's usher with that act?
No. That's mutter. So therefore, he says that's what he's trying to be asher the minigolim. Minigolol means we drink soda on Shabbos, which means to him that means we make soda on Shabbos, because they didn't have Maim Chaim thing that you go buy in the store. So you had soda on Shabbos, you mean you made the soda on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Is the Torah Shulchan Aruch weighing on this?
Well, there's a yeah, so there may be the different post-game, there are more than one, different sheets of that. But,